This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. An attack on a vital bridge that connects Russia to Crimea could mean you'll pay more for bread and cereal. CBS's Charlie Daggett reports.
Hours after the bridge attack, the Kremlin announced it would not be extending the UN-brokered deal, allowing Ukraine to export tens of millions of dollars in grain through the Black Sea. Not only cutting off Ukraine, but impacting global grain prices, hitting developing countries most.
Last week, Secretary of State Blinken accused Russia of using the grain deal as a weapon. Extreme heat affecting nearly 90 million people across the country. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti is in Beaumont, California.
The heat dome now stretching from the desert southwest all the way to South Florida. Miami-Dade County with its first ever excessive heat warning. In Salt Lake City, the asphalt buckled. And in Connecticut, country music star Jason Aldean was overcome by heat during a concert.
It was a combination of dehydration and just heat exhaustion.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul says the air quality is terrible right now and warns,
if it goes above 200, I'm telling you right now, your cell phone is going to go off. I directed this to give people that jolt to realize you should not be outdoors, especially with senior citizens and children, and again, those who have health conditions already.
A CBS meteorologist in New York has died. WCBS-TV's Jessica Moore with a tribute.
It is with profound sadness that we want to share the news of the passing of our beloved Elise Finch. Elise has been a friend and a team member at WCBS for 16 years, first as our weekend meteorologist and most recently in the mornings. Elise was a gifted and consummate professional who took great care with her work.
During the pandemic, parents weren't taking their kids to get their shots, and the World Health Organization warns not vaccinating puts them at risk. Dr. William Schaffner from Vanderbilt University Medical Center.
There are potential outbreaks of measles and illnesses such as polio could be a resurgence. Even old-timey, quote-quote, illnesses such as diphtheria could come back.
First Lady Jill Biden welcomed kids to a soccer clinic on the South Lawn of the White House Monday.
Sport is the international language. From the thrill of the goal to the joy of the win.
The kids got to kick the ball around with some major league players from DC United, FC Cincinnati, and the Chicago Fire. The White House says the event was part of the president's continued effort to highlight how sports unites us and supports and empowers young people. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The Don Alba Show.
Trigvi Olsen, senior advisor to the project, Lincoln Project, that is, that this is authoritarianism and the early, as Matt Flynn likes to say, the little cat's feet of fascism creeping in.
And the next time I see Scott Walker tweeting about Ronald Reagan taught us, there's never been a bigger bunch of balderdash ever perpetrated on people.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local civic media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Democratic candidates are held to a higher moral standard. I don't see Representative McCarthy calling for George Santos to shamefully leave the halls of Congress. It is never principle above party. It is never principle and policy above person and personal achievement for Republicans.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
93.5 The Tap.
About to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show. Dominic, how you doing? I'm calling this one a Taco Tuesday edition.
Happy Taco Tuesday to you, Crudy Evan, doing the hard work on the board. Our fair audience, well into the week now. Great to be with you all.
You know, Taco John's owns the right to call it Taco Tuesday.
And that's my understanding.
Taco Bell's trying to, invalidate, because everybody associates tacos with Tuesday. Have you heard that? That's a thing.
I remember something about it, but I mean, when a name of something becomes so intertwined with what it is, right? Like here in Wisconsin, Kleenex. When I was growing up, it wasn't a tissue paper; it was a Kleenex. Everything was a Kleenex, whether or not it was Kleenex brand. You know, I'm gonna go make a Xerox of that. It doesn't matter if it's a copy or not; it's a Xerox. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes they're so good at the messaging, they take over the entire industry.
To this day, I still call them time machines.
Right, the ATM, the time machine.
The time machine. That was a regional thing here in the great state of Wisconsin. Well, Dom, often the descriptors of this fine program, they're food related. Because I'm a big guy. I like to eat. And there is some great news. If you're a foodie here in the great state of Wisconsin, Top Chef, coming to Madison, coming to my hometown, I get the feeling by the time it airs next spring in Wisconsin. And if you're unfamiliar, and I was, this is the Top Shelf theme song.
Yeah, Top Chef. Top Chef, Crudy. Yeah. Coming to Madison, Milwaukee, and Door County, man, making the rounds here in Wisconsin.
Well, Top Shelf, that's the level I usually have to pay for the drinks for Dom from. You're a yes, Top Shelf you. Guy, right?
leave the rail alone. But I'm not picky. I'll take what I can get.
We should have our own show, Top Shelf.
Yeah, that is. It's called the Devil's Advocates. Top Shelf every day.
Now, are you a chef? I've never seen you cook.
Yeah, I cook. I can cook the hell out of a bowl of cereal, man.
Some Lucky Charms.
I mean, that's my favorite. No, I mean, I cook occasionally. Steph is the chef in the family, and Steph loves herself some Top Chef. My wife watches it quite often.
Well, I don't have to watch. I just go in the kitchen and make the magic myself.
Yeah, you're the show, baby.
I like to cook, and I usually try to do something a little, you know, more than the hamburger helper kind of a deal. Last night I did Italian, but not like spaghetti. I did, like Italian with the Italian sausage, the hot sausage. I like it spicy.
Yeah, sazita. So do you use a recipe, or you just kind of just throw it all together?
Crudy's recipe.
Do you actually pull out a book and read something and measure things?
Oh, I do if I were baking, but I'm not baking. I'm cooking in this case.
Okay.
Well, you know, but
cooking and baking, that's all the same to me, man. If you're turning the stove on, top or inside, it's preparation of food.
Baking usually implies like a bready kind of something, right? Baking, you stick it in the oven. Cooking, at least to my perception, that goes on the range top. Than a baker.
Well, sometimes it goes on the range top and then into the oven, Crudian. What do you do then?
Oh, well, that would imply like some sort of seared it and then you put it in the oven. Oh, I do that occasionally. I've done that.
I'm getting hungry, man.
last night, I just did garlic toast and I nearly burnt it. I went like 6 minutes beyond the recipe called for time. But no one seemed to notice, you know, just put it in the sauce, my and Prego's sauce. We made it together. You know, I started with that piece.
Now, would you add some sugar to it or some salt? What do you add to your Prego, Crudy?
I can't tell. That's Papa Crudy's Crudy. Special recipe. You can
put a label on that someday, folks.
So anyways, the real chefs are coming. Bravo's top chef. Dom is the top shelf. This is Top Chef, the wildly popular industry-altering reality TV show. It will shoot its 21st season in Wisconsin, my beloved.
21 seasons. That's amazing.
Bravo Media and Magical Elves released a statement today announcing the location and noted that former Top Chef winner, I should make you read, but... Kristen Kish will replace the outgoing Padma as host. The 20th season of Top Chef, an all-star season featured international contestants, was filmed in London and Paris.
Ooh, wee wee.
Well, not nearly as nice as Wisconsin in the summer. According to the release, the Wisconsin Economic Development Corp, WEDEC has been heard from. They've landed Top Chef for Wisconsin and was made in cooperation with Travel Wisconsin, Visit Wisconsin, Destination Madison, Destination Door County, Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, and the Wisconsin State Cranberries Growers Association. That's Fred Preen's former organization, isn't it? Wasn't he a cranberry guy and a dentist?
I thought he was a dentist. I don't recall the cranberries. But
I think he owned a cranberry farm. I think that was the tie-in to the DNR stuff. We were thrilled when we got the call from Travel Wisconsin, the Destination Madison president and CEO, Ellie Westman Chen, said. What Madison has to offer is an incredible, unique, eclectic dining scene and the devil's advocates. We have every type of cuisine you could imagine in Madison and Dane County. That diverse food experience, that dining experience here, is a selling point for Top Chef coming to Madison. Now, Dom, Top Chef generally shoots in the late summer or early fall. Westman Chen said that will be the case in 23, but we don't have confirmation on exact days. Many details of the shooting are still under wraps, including how many days the chief testants and crew will be in Madison versus Milwaukee or Door County, and what opportunities there will be for the locals to get involved, like the eating part. I want to get involved, Dom.
I'm in like one of those parody ones, like nailed it, you know, the terrible cakes and things, you know, like grab someone off the street, just throw them into a situation and see what kind of creation they come up with.
I would wing it. I would do okay. I'd throw lots of garlic in there. I'd make it very fragrant. You'd smell my cooking coming. I guarantee you that, Tom. What is your favorite sort of cuisine? Is it Italian? You are Sicilian.
Oh yeah. All Italian. Lately, it's been the Sicilian steak, you know, some beat down Sicilian breaded steak, fried in a pan, throw some noodles.
Is that like a cutlet?
Yeah, get over here, Gloriosos, man. It's all ready to go. How do you have to cook it, man? Yeah.
You know, my favorite Italian place, and you can certainly participate if you are a Top Chef, a foodie, if you're excited about them coming. We got some political headlines. We'll get to those as well. You know, better to eat out in Madison than Milwaukee, Dom, because apparently your sales tax is going up.
Oh.
But the place you introduced me to, mostly, I would take you out to dinner back then, because I'd make money on you in some professional way. I'd sell you something, and then I'd have to take you and...
And you'd feel guilty for sticking it to me and take me out for a dinner and, you know, try to make it hurt a little less bad.
And you would stick it to me with the top shelf, the cocktails, and then the dinners. But one of the best places you ever took me to, and I hope it's still there, Victorious in Appleton. Oh, man, the service. I have never seen better service at a restaurant than Victorious in Appleton. There was one young man, and he was, I guess, like a busboy, but he's staring like a, you know, like the guards at the wherever the palace is in England. I haven't been there ever.
No, they're very, very serious and looking forward.
But he's looking forward, and this table is getting up. And as soon as they got, you know, behind a pillar, he kept flying in. He's just moving fast, flying. And I'm watching this going on. I'm like, this is the most efficient busing thing. But he didn't do it while they were still in the dining area. He didn't rush them one iota. But the second they crossed that pillar space, had that table set up, I would guess 30 seconds-ish, and they come walking out. They had already seated someone in about 45 seconds. They already had another table for six seated. And the food, healthy Wisconsinite portions.
Oh, come on, man. You went there for the portions. I mean, they give you 10 pounds of pasta. I mean, pasta's cheap, folks, and they gave it to you quick. That's great. In-N-Out, great service. Had better food, but it's fine. I think there's other, you know, more
Oh, I didn't say it was the best restaurant. I'm just talking about service, the way they kept it moving, the way they run that joint, dude. That was one of my favorite Italian restaurants. You know, I've been checking out this Johnny's Italian in Middleton. It gets a little, you know, hoity-foity, a little pricey sometimes, but I like the food there. That is excellent. And, you know, we go to the one on the west side, but, you know, love. The food, and it shows. Every part of me.
Top Chef coming to Wisconsin. Crudy, a little more here. Apparently, the team took a previous scouting trip to Wisconsin, and that filming season 21 in the state has been in the works for over a year. We have amazing chefs here, she said. Top Chef is going to give Madison incredible exposure. We will take that and promote the entire dining scene, advertising in conjunction with that episode running. Westman Chun was not able to share what incentives, financial or otherwise, the state of Wisconsin has given Top Chef to shoot.
Less than $4.5 billion?
I mean, come on. Man.
I hope we didn't give them the Foxconn treatment.
Does anybody get the Foxconn treatment? Only Foxconn. Now, previous locations for Top Chef, New York, San Fran, Charleston, Chicago, Boston. Some seasons are more regional, like seasons in Texas and California. Based on previous seasons, Wisconsin season of Top Chef will likely air between March and June of 2024. Now that they have chosen Wisconsin and Madison, they'll come back and we'll start diving into details, said Westman Chin. We hope there's an opportunity to participate for our residents, because that's a lot of fun. Even just to go out, see how it all works, be really exciting for the folks. 21 seasons, Top Chef coming to Wisconsin.
I'm very excited, Dom. Would that convince you? I mean, if you had great dining culture in a city like Madison, where I live, would that encourage you to move here?
Well, yeah, man, that always matters. Here in Milwaukee, too. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates, taking your calls, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back after a bite.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the short term, we're staying dry. Mostly clear, 54 degrees in the overnight. On Tuesday, 82, a mostly sunny sky. A few clouds around Tuesday night. By Wednesday, here comes a chance of showers and storms in the afternoon. We'll top it out near 86. It's 57 at our studios.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us. When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open for you, as always, 844-967-2789.
Dom, we're getting text as well. The shiny new app allows you to text readily. It's a little icon. Very easy. Here's one. Top Chef comes to the liberal parts. That's got to piss somebody off. And also, I was just in Appleton a few weeks ago. Victoria's is still there. I haven't eaten there in years, but man, the food is so good.
And yeah,
the service, impeccable.
Service is great. Yeah.
Crudy likes it quick and generous and impeccable. Well, Dom, I've got a question to ask you and the audience, and it's a little blasphemous, and I can't believe these words are going to come out of my mouth. But in 844-967-2789. Calls, they're okay. Text, also okay. A little survey. Because I am getting pestered. I'm getting inundated by calls from the Chicago Bears organization. Their broadcast organization. And they want to...
They're looking for a quarterback again, Crudy?
No, no, that won't be a
problem. You can't be any worse than what they got.
Come on, Jason Fields? Hey, man, before we start talking trash about quarterbacks, let's see how ours works out. Right? Talk about Packers fans. So here is the question, people. The Chicago Bears organization wants me to play the Chicago Bears here in the state of Wisconsin. And in fact, they make this representation. And I was really shocked. First and foremost, they said, what about Racine, Kenosha? Heard you guys bought a radio station.
Yeah, that's right.
Right down there on the state border. The hell no, I said. We got the Packers on that station. We got the Badgers on that station. We got the Bucks. We got the Brewers. Hell, Dom, I'm going down next week. Our sales team, we are going to sell out the Packers on WRJN next week. That's how confident I am. Because what business owner wouldn't want to be associated with the greatest franchise in NFL history, the Green Bay Packers, right? And as a wonderful, slightly more affordable option, if it doesn't work out for them to be the namesake of the Packers, well, hell, we've got the Badgers in the Milwaukee Metro. I can stream them too. I got all these great things coming, and Bucks basketball coming in the fall and the winter. And then the Brewers next summer. We got the greatest sports station in the state of Wisconsin. Of course they want a piece of that action, right?
Right.
Well, hell no, you can't get on Racine, Kenosha. They said, what
about...
That would
conflict with the Packers and Bears, right? I mean, you can't play two of those. That doesn't make any sense.
You cannot. They said, what about Madison? I said, do tell more. They're like, yeah, what about Madison?
What about Madison?
We don't currently have any Bears affiliate in Madison. And we think there are 78,000 Bears fans in Dane County, in the greater, Madison Metro. And I said, I'm suspicious. I'm suspicious. 78,000 Bears fans in Dane County over here? Are you kidding me? And they said, no, we're representing what the Chicago Bears tell us. I said, well, where do they come up with their metrics? Ticket sales, merchandise sales, online, apparently.
Sure.
And those that sign up for, like, the NFL, you know, newsletter from the Chicago Bears. Said, seems like a big number to me. You know what I mean? That seems like a big number.
Could be a lot of Packer fans trying to get dirt on the other team. You know what I mean?
Here's by buying Jason Fields jerseys. But here's what I – maybe it's like you buy it to burn it. You put it out in the backyard. You know, you buy it to burn it, but that seems like an expensive endeavor. You can buy it at a thrift shop.
Those are not cheap jerseys, right?
Very expensive. So the question I have for you, Dom, and for the greater audience, should we put the Bears in Madison on Sundays? Because here's one other thing I would note. We program this station 6 days a week. Got the finest damn programming 6 days a week. But I never programmed on Sunday because who's going to fight against the Packers, right? And now that we have the Packers, we're going to have the greatest programming 7 days a week on great stations like WRJN and WRCO. One coming in the Northwoods and Park Falls very, very soon. We'll tell you about that someday in August. But what about the rest, Dom? What about the Chicagoland people trapped here in Dane County? I mean, my city is growing rapidly. This county is growing rapidly. I didn't know they're coming from Chicagoland. They might be Bears fans.
Well, the Devils, we play out in Chicago, right? Delayed nowadays, but you know, we get a little piece of that action down there.
I actually spoke to our friends at WCPT earlier today. Asked the same question. What do you think? Is that blasphemous?
What's the deal? I mean, you got to talk about expenses and revenues to me, man. I don't know. I mean, how do you determine whether or not a deal like that would be successful? What's your definition of success?
$1 billion. No. Yeah. You know, because financially, I don't see a big downside, but I'm also limited in seeing a big upside. I just don't see the big
Are you limited because of your partisanship for being a Packers fan? I don't want to say a Bears hater, but a Packers fan? Is that why you're limited, Crudy?
Here's something one of the sales guys pointed out to me. If you are a Bears fan and you live in Madison, you can't hear the game. You can't see the game. I mean, how frustrating. You'd have to, go?
Buy the ticket.
Go to the game in Chicago? Didn't know how your team did? Otherwise, you got to, see the ESPN, the 6 o'clock news? They're not covering the Bears highlights? What's that?
Streaming rights come along with that? You can play it on the...
No.
Can't stream. Well, can't stream. You know, you should do a little negotiating, man. You know, art of the deal, Crudy. Stick it to them a little bit, man. If they want to come here, we'll show them how we do business.
If you have a strong opinion on whether or not we should play the Bears, call us right now, 844-967-2789. Tell your folks I say hi, and the Bears still suck.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The U.S. is blasting Russia for pulling out of a grain deal with Ukraine, which could impact food prices globally. National Security Advisor John Kirby.
More than half of the 33 million metric tons of grain and foodstuffs that have been shipped through the initiative have gone to developing countries, including some of the most food insecure regions of the globe.
CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti reports on this brutal heat wave.
Out of the frying pan and into Phoenix.
It is miserable being outside unless you're in the water somehow.
The outlook, brutal. Arizona's power grid is meeting demand even as residents set a new record for electricity use.
Smoke from Canadian wildfires continues to cause some big concerns. New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
Air quality in Cooperstown went from 71 to 136.
16 states across the country are under air quality advisories and alerts. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know that.
I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill-seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Because I joined last night and I'm hopeful. Wow. I'm hopeful that it is more fun than Twitter has been lately, because Twitter has not been that fun lately.
I do wish it weren't those two.
I know. It's a weird thing to be cheering for Mark Zuckerberg right now.
I'm choosing between the Joker and the Penguin. This is not a winning solution.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. 93.5 The Tap.
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. Stole many a man's total faith.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I've been corrected. Apparently, it's a Wednesday edition, a hump day, some people claim. Hearing a little bit of echo, gentlemen. I know we're working hard on this.
He's hearing echo.
I'm also hearing you. Patriotic Millionaires, and we're going to defer our fine guest, Dale Schultz, friend of this show, until we're a little clearer on the tech components. But the Patriotic Millionaires event happening in Richland Center tonight. And we would encourage our friends from that neck of the woods, even new friends, to go out and have a free meal. I'd like to get you a few more of the details, but first and foremost, I'd like to tell you what the Patriotic Millionaires is all about. Who are these people, right? According to Charlie Fink, a former AOL executive, his quote, "Because my country, our country, means more than money." Well, often it means social wedge issues, but we're going to set that aside for just a minute. They're trying to make a difference. They're trying to set a tone. And they've got Facebook pages and different social media.
Check, check, check. I mean, one.
Dominic, I can hear you.
Hey, what's happening? Is this thing on?
Yeah, I think it is. I think we're doing radio again, man.
I've been over here praying, man, and the radio gods have answered my prayers. I am a man of faith now.
You know what I've been praying for? Someone to give me the rest of the information on the Patriotic Millionaires event in Richland Center tonight. It's going off at like an hour from now, 5:30. And I hear, Dom, free dinner. Have you ever heard of a free meal, Dom? They're giving out free meals.
Perhaps not as much as you do, Michael, but, you know, we do love our free meals.
Well, Dominic, obviously, we had started talking about a Republican legislative piece, Barbara Dietrich, and Dan Canodo, your new senator.
Oh, my goodness.
And despite the infinitesimally low number of athletes that this actually affects, and I did also look up, you know, because the question is always like, these males would go through some sort of life charade just to compete in female sports.
Just to try to win the try to letter and track? Is that what the Republicans think?
Or so they can be in the women's locker room.
Well, yes, of course.
I'm not clear, depending on, you know, which day's argument you make. In the history of time, though, Dom, and I looked this up as well, there have been like 21 national or international champions that were trans athletes. So in the history of time, 21
have risen to a level of statistically insignificant number. It does not matter. It is. I mean, just based on the stats alone, let alone the actual practicality of it all, this is not a problem that needs, you know, Republicans to address. But of course, they're addressing it. Why? Because it's a cultural wedge issue. They're trying to get some miles on it, man. That's all it's about. They don't care. I mean, we got mass shootings every single day. You want to talk about stats? How about that?
Thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers. Move on to what? 20 transgender people in the history of mankind. Come on. This is, of course, and let's get to it, man. Is this the religious based thing? Is there bigotry hiding behind solving a problem that statistically does not exist?
Well, Dominic, here is the penned tweet of Rep. Greg Stube, one advocating against, you know, transgender rights. Today, I advocated for my bill, the Protection of Women and Girls in Sports Act. Biological men have no place in women's sports. I encourage my colleagues on both sides of the aisle to stand for women's free and fair opportunities in athletics and to stand for truth, not lies. There was one high school transgender female athlete competing in the state of Utah when they passed a law there that was vetoed by the Republican Governor Cox.
One.
Associated Press, which is a pretty reputable source, pretty much, I think they are the most down-the-middle source currently out there, and they have scoured the pages nationally, and they have found 15 transgender athletes competing at the high school level. This
one
is not 5, a problem.
15 in the entire
not
country.
In Wisconsin. Nationally, that was April of this year, 2023.
That seems like a problem that needs immediate resolution, doesn't it, Crudy?
Only if you're trying to gin up hate.
That's what they do. A little bit back here, Crudy, from the reporting at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I want to jump in here. The proposed restrictions are nearly identical to two 2021 bills aimed to restrict transgender sports participation that passed the assembly here in Wisconsin, but stalled in the Senate. While supporters at the time said the bills were needed to preserve competitive achievements and scholarships. Oh, really? From the one person competing? The state's transgender community and their advocates worried the proposals could result in real harm to transgender children and young adults by sending a message they don't deserve to live like everyone else lives. Yes, Megan McDonald, the executive director for the LGBTQ plus advocacy group Fair Wisconsin, told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel on Wednesday her group would continue fighting transgender sport bans in Wisconsin. Quote, "We opposed it last session. We opposed it this session. We will always oppose it. This is part of an organized national effort to demonize LGBTQ plus people, especially trans people and kids." And that's exactly what it is, Crudy. Laws in at least 22 states ban transgender students from participating in sports consistent with their gender identity as of Monday, according to Movement Advancement Project, an LGBTQ plus health think tank. Republicans in Congress passed legislation to bar transgender girls and women nationwide from participating in women's sports last April, though the measure stalled in the Democratic-controlled U.S. Senate. What about the women, you know, transgender women competing in men's sports? Is that a thing? Or is that
numerically, it's more of a thing than transitioning men competing in the women's sports. Mathematically, according to the Associated Press and the governor of Utah, that's much more of a thing, Dom.
UW-Madison officials warned in 2021 that the university's teams would be out of compliance with NCAA policies if the legislation is enacted. The NCAA has previously pulled postseason tournaments and championships from states with anti-transgender laws. High school and collegiate sports officials at the time said the bill would directly affect very few, if any, athletes. A Marquette Law School poll from June of 22 found 46% of voters supported laws that ban discrimination against transgender people, but 62% believed transgender athletes should only be able to play on a team that matches their gender assigned at birth. Less than half of Wisconsinites, 44%, said they personally know someone who was identified as transgender in the same poll. Bills face an all but certain veto from Democratic Governor Tony Evers, who has long opposed legislation that puts restrictions on gay and transgender children and adults. And we know how creative Governor Tony Evers has been with his veto pen. I mean, maybe he can do something with this.
I don't think he's got the same Frankenstein power on a, you know, a general a bill straightforward like this, right? Bad piece of legislation like this one, Dom. 3 days ago, NBC News reporting July 9th, 2023, Tyler Kincaid and others, a record number of bills aimed at restricting the rights of LGBTQ people have become law in the past 3 years. But the majority of those have faced legal challenges and haven't held up in court. According to an NBC News analyst, legal experts in the American Civil Liberties Union, which has filed legal challenges against some of the laws. Just this year, state reps introduced 491 bills aimed at restricting LGBTQ rights, with 77 of them becoming law, according to the ACLU. The majority of the bills proposed and passed focused on limiting the ability of transgender youth to receive gender transition care and play school sports. In the past year, lawmakers in at least 16 states also introduced bills, to restrict drag performances. Right, that's also an important thing, apparently, Dom. You know, they had a drag performance last night at the comedy club. Didn't want to bring attention to it unnecessarily, but I hope they had a great time.
Come on, man. There are legitimate and real problems facing Wisconsinites and citizens of this great country. And this, these kinds of issues are where the Republicans, where MAGA decides to focus their energy. Not on, I mean, the guy who was for one of these bans. Oh, I'm protecting women. Okay, how about allowing them? Please, kind sir, may I have an abortion if I'm raped?
No,
of course.
Also decided upon the only true source, my Bible.
My Bible tells me so.
Dominic, want to point out some of the court cases that are turning against, because it's not just that Republicans want to ostracize this very small portion of the population, target them, you know, as if they don't have enough troubles in their lives. But also, most of these legislative pieces are getting overturned in the courts as being unconstitutional. Yeah. So Dan Knodel and Barbara Dietrich, you're heading down a path where others have already failed to demonstrate constitutionality. In a national first last month, again, NBC News, my source, a federal judge overturned Arkansas's ban on gender transition medical care, including puberty blockers and hormone therapy for minors in the state, declaring it unconstitutional. Of the 20 states that have passed into laws restrictions on transition-related care for transgender minors, 11 have faced lawsuits. Five, Arkansas, Alabama, Indiana, Kentucky, and Florida, have had their restrictions completely or partially blocked by federal judges who ruled they violate the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause. So that's five so far that have been overturned or stayed. Oklahoma's has been iced by a legal agreement while litigation continues, and Tennessee's care restriction was temporarily blocked by a federal court last month, but an appeals court lifted the injunction Friday, marking a rare loss in a series of legal victories for advocates fighting against transgender bans. Well, that's mostly what I had to say, Dom. You know, it's bad law. It's bad litigation. It's inhumane. It targets young people who are already vulnerable.
A very vulnerable group, right? I mean, to do these things, to grow, go through transitions, to grapple with that, man, it is something to behold, certainly, and to have to deal with it at the young age and all the other things that young folks have to deal with, and to have Republicans just so nonchalantly attack, because that's what they do. This is a super minority of people in this country. This is a statistically insignificant set of the population, but they're going to put out there, they're going to go out there, and they're going to make drum the beat of anti-LGBTQ, because that's what MAGA is all about right now. They can, you know, divide some people and try to conquer. Well, we know how Scott Walker did it here. That's the theory, divide and conquer. And if you can, you know, slice in half and slice in half again and again and again and again, because they have, I mean, this is all they have. What are their policies? They're not family values anymore. Look at their MAGA king. Talk about family values. I mean, he had to have his chief of staff admonish him for making sex jokes about his daughter. You know what I'm saying? This is the family values, people. Oh, y'all were, you know, what do they stand on now? Oh, fiscal conservatism. BS. I mean, Donald Trump added like 25% of the national debt under his presidential, his administration alone. That's not a thing. Oh, law and order. Yeah. Defund the police. Christopher Wray from the FBI is testifying today. I mean, the FBI is not some hive of liberalism. Are you kidding me? Do you know the history of the FBI? Now, Republicans, you turn on them. I mean, Christopher Wray was appointed by Trump. Christopher Wray is a Republican. They're not law and order. Again, look at the Constitution. Well, okay. Are the Republicans for the Constitution? No. The MAGA's going to overrun the Capitol. They're going to lie to you. They're going to lie to your face. Fox News is going to lie and get sued for billions. And you're going to still believe it, MAGA. So what are you running on? What is your platform besides just being a POS and going after one of the most vulnerable populations in the world? Shame on you.
Here's what the federal judge said in his ruling in the Florida case. The elephant in the room should be noted at the outset. Gender identity is real. The record makes this clear, Judge Robert Hinkle wrote in a scathing order granting preliminary injunction. And while it only a few of the people, anyways, come back. More Devil's Advocates.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
The Todd Alba Show.
That's been pretty rough on the Joint Finance Committee. I know you're going to give bipartisan praise that you're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So,
but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening in Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Boss, so I called Robin Boss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back, and the phone got picked up, and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to The Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the short term, we're staying dry. Mostly clear, 54 degrees in the overnight. On Tuesday, 82, a mostly sunny sky. A few clouds around Tuesday night. By Wednesday, here comes that chance of showers and storms in the afternoon. We'll top it out near 86. It's 57 at our studios.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Be sure to follow us on the socials, on Twitter at Devil Radio, on Facebook at the Devil's Advocates Radio, of course, on the lines at 844-967-2789.
More Trudy trashing, Bears loving, smack talk on the text line today, Dom. I'm glad I brought this upon myself, this wrath of the Bears fans. They're quite encouraging. This one comes from our Ukrainian friend Kuchka. First, it's Justin Fields, Crudy, not Jason something. Oh, did I call him Jason? I feel so bad. Win something, and then I'll get it right. And then second point, hell yeah, put the Bears on the air. And third, where's my bumper sticker? Sincerely, Kuchka. Go Bears.
Hearing the grievances early today.
Go Bears, says Kuchka. I am surprised at the amount of Bear love that we are getting. And many want us to play the Bears right here on the radio station. But Charlie Behrens, he could sever the partnership and friendship, man. I don't know if Charlie would tolerate that.
Oh, really? Okay. Is he a huge, Packers fan? Non-Bears fan?
Yeah.
What do you call him? Someone who's not a fan?
F the Bears.
Not a fan of the Bears?
Well, I like his comedy motto is F the Bears, I think. Say, how are your folks and F the Bears? Something like that. Charlie wouldn't let me the same.
Real quick, another one of the fine texters here. Crudy, no problem going to the Dells and paying their tourist tax, right? Question mark? That's a fine point, Crudy. What's this tax up in the Dells?
Whenever I am a tourist, I pay the touristy tax.
Yeah. Well, wherever you go, you're the water, unless you live there, man.
Well, if you go to... do you pay the tourist tax at like McAllister's? My in-laws are in the Dells. I get dragged to the Dells because that's where the kids go to see grandma and grandpa. So
you get dragged. Come on. You love the peoples, man. You go there all the time.
The water parks, as most people yeah. refer to them as. Oh, man. It bothers me when you call them that. The water slides.
Yes, the water adventure slides that the Dells is world known for.
The water slide capital of the world, Dom. And
they probably have, according to the texter, right, some additional taxes there, right?
Well, I can tell you, whenever I go to the Dells, I listen to the Max 99.7 FM. But I also go and eat at a local restaurant I like, McAllister's. I don't think I get tagged for a secondary resort tax, do I? But I know when I was in Miami, at least when I was on the Strip, you'd go to a restaurant, you're paying another 18% resorts. I mean, everything was just...
Yes.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Yes. Add it up. So we're not that bad in Milwaukee, especially when you can't compare it to other places like that.
Well, if the weather was the same as South Beach, I'd say same, but the weather's
not. Yeah, I
noticed
you're not in South Beach right now, Crudy. I mean, Wisconsin summers are the place to be. And right now, man, that's where the only place to be is Wisconsin.
Well, Ron DeSantis is still the governor of Florida. You know, I'll visit, but I'm not going to stay very long.
I mean, things sound like they're getting a little rough down there.
In Florida or the DeSantis campaign?
People leaving, conferences and whatnot, tourism going down because of the, stances politically taken by the governor and his Republican allies.
You know what? When I hear stuff like that, it makes me angry.
You get angry?
I get
like me when I'm angry.
I get occasionally angry. And when we come back in the happier happy hour, Dom, I'm going to tell you what else makes me angry. You know, there's new reporting out about our president, the current one.
What? Not the current one? I mean,
not the
Trump?
MAGA one.
Okay. So, you know, he says he's still the president, and he won Nevada both
times. Twice.
I mean, come on, man.
Well, we've all known that Trump's got a little bit of a, let's just call it a angry, volatile streak. But there's new reporting out that Joe Biden has got both a profane and an angry streak, Dom. I would not have guessed this about Joe Biden. You know, angry kid Joe?
I mean, grumpy old men? I mean, that's a great movie. And I mean, listen, I am one, if not for the FCC regulation under which I am speaking now, I swear all the time. It's one
absolutely
of my things.
You do. You are a profane MF-er.
I am. And like I tell my kids, I'm not a role model, and I get it in certain
situations. A role model.
In certain professional situations, you don't want to be like that, but you know, sometimes.
When is it not acceptable?
Well, I think when you're in a professional situation, you have you know, an environment of people, you know, organizationally, right? You know, in a professional environment, generally that kind of behavior is going to be frowned upon. You know what I'm saying? I'm very rarely
or the angry, because I want to know, should I be checking myself here? Because I like to be both.
Yes, Gritty. You should always be checking yourself. Yes. And I need to do that as well, because it's more than just you and me in a room sometimes. You know what I mean?
Why is it that we permit each other to be both profane and angry? Within the context of our friendship, we are very angry and profane at one another.
Yes, we are.
And yet we hug it out. We bro.
Well, of course. Well, that's because we have the relationship, man. It doesn't matter, because it's not taken personally. And we say some things that some people to each other, some people might take personally. I don't take it personally. I don't think you take it personally. It's kind of the fun, the ribbing part of it. And swearing is just swearing. I mean, I get it. I appreciate the FCC to a degree. I have to dig a little deeper to come up with the, you know, same meaning. But I would just say, as we get into some of this discussion in the next hour, If the Republicans are going to be the ones that are critical, you know, look at their guy, man. I mean, really? Donald Trump is your guy in this? And then you're going to compare and say, oh, my God, Joe Biden, he's the reporter, and he says MF-er and says these things and he's angry. Come on. I mean, Donald Trump, you're the reporting of Donald Trump throwing stuff against the wall. You know what I'm saying? The guy, I mean, he insults and belittles everybody on a regular basis. And this is what he does. I mean, this guy is like a professional troll. And look what he did to the Republican Party. Now they're all just a bunch of trolls. I mean, they're just like, who can out-troll each other? I mean, there's no policy. It's insult politics. Let's get to them. You know, like, come on, man. So, I get it. And I personally, don't give a damn, Crudy. I don't care if you swear. I swear. I have no problem with people swearing.
Jeff,
I don't care if you get angry. I get angry. People get angry. Those things happen in life.
Jeff from Shorewood texted in, claims, I dropped an F-bomb in a job interview. Got the job.
you're right. Come on, man. Sure.
Come back with us, Devil's Advocates. Well, try not to swear.
Try not to.
Or get terribly angry or set a bad example. But remember,
we'll see.
We are not role models. Certainly not that guy. Come back to Happier Happy Hour. We might get angry. Never can tell.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Welcome to Wichita, to all our 20s.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago, and that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
When you take the iconic Wienermobile and you call it the Frankmobile, come on, that is terrible.
The Kraft Heinz Company announced the name change to celebrate the brand's 100% beef franks as the company debuts a new recipe. Well, no more lips and other things, I guess.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me.